In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
Can I get you anything?
You're completely sure you don't have anything Corsican on board.
No, I'm so sorry.
And here's my mom, trying to order a wine that's not even on the menu.
Sorry, I don't usually make these decisions, to be fair.
A soda?
Is there any way to double check? This is my life, y'all!
No trip.
Marty, what are you doing? Are you recording? Denise, can I get you anything?
Yeah, I'll have a dirty martini, please.
She'll have a ginger ale.
Ew, Mom, no. I'm good, thanks.
Oh my god.
What?
That phone is glued to your hand. It's like some kind of drug to you. Marty, are you still taping?
It's not live. I can edit it out later.
Good evening, folks. Thank you again for flying Oro Airlines Flight 7963. This is your captain.
You know what, Mom? My followers care more about me than you do. That's why I'm on my phone all the time.
They don't even know you.
Like you do. Okay, what's my favorite movie?
What?
My favorite TV show? Song? Color? See? You don't even know.
Your favorite movie is Monsters, Inc. Your favorite series is that British baking show. Your favorite song is This City. Or, at least it used to be last month. I could hear you playing it all the time in your room when I...
How come you never come in?
I don't know, Marty. I guess... Well, if I'm being honest, I feel like you don't want me to. When you were little, you were glued to my hip, just like your phone. You needed me. And now you don't. And I feel it. I feel it every day.
Mom.
Your father, he literally has the world, all the stuff he's built, all the stuff he made, but I made you. You are mine. You were what I built. You are my world, and now my world doesn't need me anymore.
Okay, Mom. That's, like, the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Jesus.
No, I mean it. It's hard to be a part of this family. Oh, not because of you. It's because of Dad. It's totally not his fault. But it also kind of is. Like, I feel like everyone is just looking at me and expects these things of me now. And it's like, I didn't ask for any of it. So, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing, you know?
Okay.
But Mom, thanks for saying you need me.
Purple.
What?
Favorite color is purple.
Oh my god, yeah, when I was 7.
Who have those purple sheets?
Yeah, when I was 7. Okay, you guys, so that was intense, if I don't make it back to New York.
Marty, that's not funny. Stop recording now. Seriously.
Mom, I'm clearly Joan.
Folks, this is your captain again. Sorry about that rough ride. Seems like we're in for quite a bit more of this turbulence. Since we're over the ocean, I'm gonna try to bring us down low enough to pass right underneath the brunt of this storm. We'll be through this as quickly as possible.
Please remain seated.
Everything's fine.
Ugh, sucks. F my life, you
Marty,
guys.
It'll be okay.
Mom.
Just stay calm.
No, you stay calm.
All right, folks. We're now cruising at a bit above 1,200 feet altitude, which, again, is perfectly safe as we're over the ocean. As soon as we pass under this turbulence, we'll climb back up to our normal cruising altitude.
Dad, if you're watching this, not to put you on blast, you have to invent turbulence-proof planes next.
Oh, 100%. Get on it, honey.
Until you do, it's yachts all the way for me. Because that shit just now got super effing scary.
How are you? Wait, shit. You're like, there's...
You're in Hawaii, right? I'm 6 hours ahead.
Shit. Oh, God, it's like...
Almost midnight here.
I am so sorry. I didn't have time to call you in Reykjavik. I had to run to make my connection, and I only have a few minutes now, but I just needed to hear your voice.
It's okay, baby. I'm glad you called.
Me too. So... Tell me, was it FIFA tonight?
I wish. It was full USC now, punching and kicking.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Your child is a pain in my ass, like literally.
My child?
Yes. Whenever he's a pain in my ass, he's your child.
Well, isn't that convenient for you?
Nothing about pregnancy is convenient. Oh, he just kicked again. I swear, this kid better cure ALS or invent some flying cars or some shit. If he becomes an English major, I'm just gonna quit. Now.
Well, don't do that. He's gonna be beautiful. Our beautiful little unemployable English major.
He'll be beautiful because you'll be his mother.
We'll both be.
Only when he's not a pain in my ass.
Oh, there you go.
Are you scared?
No. I was 900 meters down in the Arctic Ocean 36 hours ago. I'm sure whatever this is, it's just par for the course.
I meant becoming a mom. It's getting real, real now. 1 month to go.
No. No, because I have you. And as long as I have that, it's always okay. It's always been you, Alexis.
But it's not gonna just be us anymore.
It will be. Us is just expanding now.
Are you calling me fat?
Excuse me. Excuse me, Miss Soto? The pilots are completing their flight checks. I can escort you out to the helipad when you're ready.
Oh, great, thanks. I just need one more minute?
Yeah, of course.
When can you call next?
I don't know, hon, but I know there's a satellite uplink. Don't worry. You know we'll figure it out.
No. I can't do this alone.
Babe, come on. You're not.
When you work, you're not just gone. You're gone. Like other side of the world gone. And when you say we'll figure it out, that's just not gonna be enough anymore.
Or I need to be able to take care of us. All of us. And this time, this job, I will.
There'll always be another job that's supposed to change things.
But with this money, we don't have to ever worry about private school or college or a mortgage, and he's not even here yet.
I just need you.
I need you too. But I promise, this job is starting our family out on a big right foot.
If he comes out with an actual big right foot, he got it from your side.
You're a mess, okay? Keep it up, and I'm gonna take the long route home. I love you.
I love you too.
You ever flown in a helicopter before?
Too many times. I hated everyone.
Well, I think you're gonna like this one. I mean, it's much nicer than my apartment.
Checklist, please. Pre-flight, complete. Security devices, removed. Logbook and documents.
Headset is right behind the headrest. Have a safe flight.
Check, check. Is this working?
Yeah, we're reading you. There's a switch just to the left side of your headset. It'll help cancel out the noise from the vibrations. It'll make it easier to sleep.
Sleep? Wait, how far away is it?
About 600 miles, so a little over 4 hour flight time.
600 miles? I've been on enough maritime insertions. How will you have enough fuel to get back?
We'll be refueling on the ship, ma'am.
Their rig is outfitted for that.
Ma'am, do you know who it is you're going out to meet?
No. Actually, I had to sign a Bible of NDAs in front of three lawyers, and they still wouldn't tell me it.
Got one more for you. Last second. But she's under 200, so you're good to go.
Piss off!
Assholes made me tell them my weight.
Apologies, ma'am. Just like the previous flights, we just need to know because of the fuel weight ratio.
I know why! Hi. Sorry. Anouk Kirschman. I'm just hitching a ride. Hope you don't mind the company.
Michaela Soto. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're the replacement, then.
Huh? I'm a submersible's pilot. What do you mean, replacement?
I don't think I'm at liberty to explain more. Best to let the onboard team brief you after we get there.
Do you work for this company, too? I've been through hoops with this whole legal team, and no one will tell me who's hiring me or what the specs of the operation...
But they gave you a substantial incentive up front to sign on.
Well, I mean... Yeah. Yes, they did.
Then that's why they didn't have to tell you anything yet.
You're another lawyer, aren't you?
No, Miss Soto. I am the lawyer.
We'll be taking off momentarily, ladies. Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
Huh. Yeah. So, what's happened that the lawyer is flying out all the way to the middle of the Pacific with only a briefcase?
I see why he wanted you.
Who? Who wanted me?
Welcome aboard, Miss Kirschman. Good to see you again. You're Michaela Soto.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, you're with me.
Good luck.
I'm Q Levi, Director of Operations and Security on board. Welcome to the Little Bear.
Thank you. This ship, I've never seen anything like it. This is Star Trek Next Level stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's one of a kind. Commissioned and constructed in just over a year. 632 feet long, 3.5 stories. Basically, you just need a smartphone to run her.
Wait, really? Are you serious?
Well, maybe slightly more complex, but not much.
And this is a science vessel?
Someone tell you that?
Well, no. No one's told me anything.
Good. Let's talk.
Hey, Hey, listeners, I'm Luke Passmore, creator and writer of Last Known Position.
And I'm John Wynn, the director of Last Known Position.
John and I can tell you this project has been a long time coming, and we've had plenty of time to reflect over the year, man.
Just like all of you.
Seriously, it's never felt more important to find work you love.
Exactly, Luke, and that's why we've teamed up with Q-Code and ZipRecruiter to really make this show happen. And, you know, while we were working on it, it got us thinking. If we actually needed to hire a crew to put this show together, how would people looking for jobs even know that we're looking for them?
Well, ZipRecruiter. I mean, they send you jobs that match your experience. John, check it out. They even have this really cool feature where they pitch your profiles to employers for great jobs.
Wait. So ZipRecruiter pitches you. So, like, if I needed a writer, they would say, hey, this guy Luke is a writer. You're a director. You guys should team up together.
Absolutely. And if an employer likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply.
Wow. So that's like Michaela Soto's resume just landing in Kavanaugh's lap while he's in desperate need of a submersible pilot.
Yeah, and you know what? More on that later in the series. Like, John and I, we're going to take a look at all these impressive resumes on this ship. In the meantime, listeners, sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com today.
That's right, at ZipRecruiter.com. It's absolutely free, and put ZipRecruiter to work for you to find work you love.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Have a seat, please.
Thanks. I have to say, all this secrecy is starting to get a little annoying.
Soto, you're now part of a privately funded expedition to recover Oro Flight 7963.
Okay, sorry. Hold on. 7963. That's been missing for like...
14 months, yes.
No wreckage found? I mean, I remember all the conspiracy theories.
We don't tend to lend those much credence.
Sure, but a year later... I mean, statistically, you guys can't really be expecting to find...
Ms. Soto, you were brought here to pilot a submersible. Are you still capable of executing that?
Yes. Now tell me, why am I replacing someone?
Ms. Kirschman tell you that?
Implied, more or less.
Well, you're replacing Jim Harper.
Wait, Jim? My Jim? Is he here?
Ms. Soto, I'm afraid I have some unfortunate news. Jim Harper passed away 3 days ago, here on the ship.
What?
Pending a formal autopsy when we return, our ship doctor concluded it was a heart attack.
That's impossible. Jim's only 45. He does all that CrossFit stuff.
To pretty much the entire crew, I can assure you it was very possible. He succumbed and passed in the mess hall in front of them all.
Jesus, Jim.
When we first recruited Mr. Harper during our initial planning stages, we had to make a short list of alternatives he could possibly personally vouch for, in case something prevented him from coming up on the expedition when it was finally ready. You were at the top of his list. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, man. Oh, his wife. Becca, did... Does she know? Have
his family has been informed.
I have to talk to her. I mean,
right now, a lot of legalities need to be sorted. It's a process. That's why Miss Kirschman came with you.
Her husband is dead. I need to talk to her.
Miss Soto, you were contracted to come here and execute a job. Payment upon completion. We're following all legal protocols regarding this incident. Do you want to be paid? Or are we going to have a problem?
Really good show.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and get past the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
They mix like
political
things with humor.
No, just... absolutely. Hey, you have great taste.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I'm Michaela.
Hey, Michaela.
Levi pointed me here and told me to introduce myself.
Ah, giant Terminator-looking MFO with zero sense of humor and clearly has never held a puppy?
Yes, that would be him. Mm-hmm.
Did he give you the, you're here to execute a job, whole deal?
I think I pissed him off earlier, so.
Nah, man, that's just his brand. Enough creatine and everyone thinks they're a Navy SEAL. Come on, sit down. Grab a plate before Anna eats all the potatoes.
Mm. Whoever baked these with paprika?
Oh, is a genius.
We literally are all geniuses here.
Come on.
Boo. You went to BU.
So cheesy.
Do not try to slip under the radar into this collective of brilliance.
Okay, let's do that thing where I introduce you to everyone and you forget all our names almost immediately.
That's a real thing.
All right, round the table. Our ship's carb lover and resident marine biologist, Anna DeLeo.
Hey.
Hi.
Then we've got Nathan Cordero.
Hey. Got it?
Call him Nate, he just loves that.
Do I?
He's our oceanographer, as we are indeed on the ocean. Aaron Huang, ship's doctor.
Hi, me again.
Hey.
And I'm Ray Anch, one of the engineers.
Cool. So this is the whole crew?
You'll meet Noling eventually. He looks like a character out of a Hemingway novel, but less funny. He sulks around the engine room most of the time.
I thought you were the engineer.
Mm. He's more old school, nuts and bolts, and I'm like ones and zeros.
Mm. Are you proud of yourself, Ryosh? Did you just come up with that?
Been sitting on it for a while.
Mm. Ryosh designed this lovely vessel.
A fact he'll be reminding you of. Hourly.
Michaela, sorry, I didn't catch... what do you do?
Oh, I'm the new submersible pilot. I'm replacing Jim Harper.
Yeah. That was,
It was hard. We only knew Jim since we launched 3 weeks ago, but...
He was one of my first pilot instructors. Did my first certification, in fact. A lot of expeditions together up near the Arctic and Greenland. Guess you can call him a mentor. He was proud, and his energy was inspiring and endless, and he was my friend.
Well, I'm sorry for the reason you're here, but we're also glad you're here.
So, we're seriously hunting 7963?
Well...
We shouldn't talk here. Sorry for the dramatics. It's a precaution.
A precaution for what?
I told you I designed the ship.
And they told me you'd remind me.
Yeah, well, the speaker systems run ship-wide for obvious reasons, but it's a two-way channel.
So someone could be listening?
Yes. Anywhere. Anytime. Did Levi tell you who hired you?
No, he just said it was privately funded. But not too hard to guess, though. William Kavanaugh. Or FIQ, but yeah. Has to be Kavanaugh.
Well, shit. Not just a sub-joke, huh?
Don't have to be a genius to figure out that only the richest man on Earth could build the specs of this boat in just a year. And the most famous victims on that flight were his wife and daughter, never recovered. That, and it was his airline they were flying, so... I imagine he blames himself for the whole thing. But why the secrecy?
Because people would think he's insane. More importantly, shareholders. I can tell you personally, this ship cost almost $1 billion. And that was just to get it physically built on his timeline. All to chase ghosts. This is not a needle in a haystack. This is looking for a needle in infinity. Everyone had sympathy for him in the beginning, but going to these costs and lengths after the joint efforts of 6 countries couldn't turn up a single seat cushion shows deep emotional unrest. And powerhouse world banks do not like CEOs making emotional decisions.
Is he here? On the ship?
No, he wouldn't. I mean, yeah, the physical risks. South American pirates are a real thing.
No one mentioned pirates.
And with the whole being the richest man in the world, it's the optics. How would it look? A little Melvillian, don't you think? A man possessed charts head-on into unknown waters, literally, chasing what is likely a myth. Again, shareholders.
But the plane is real. And so was Moby Dick, in the story.
There's no Kavanaugh on board. Just us. Everyone you already met. Plus Noling, the other engineer, and Flores is somewhere lurking. She's Levi's right hand.
That's it. And you can really run this whole thing on a skeleton crew and a smartphone?
If your phone had a 48-core processor chip, but, yeah, kinda. The AI is 10 years ahead of the market, and that's only a sliver of Kavanaugh Sciences Division. Chip is pretty much self-steering. Basically, all me and Noling do is keep the seagulls out of the server room.
So you don't believe in the mission?
I believe Kavanaugh is a grieving, guilt-stricken man who is using his immense resources to bend nature to his will, as all powerful rich men try. And it's utterly futile.
The rest of you feel this way?
Not to speak for them, but yes.
So, if we're really out here chasing ghosts, then where exactly are we going?
You're not authorized to be down here.
Wait, no, I... Hey, can you get the flashlight out of my eyes, please? I'm sure you can see me now.
You're the pilot.
Yeah, I'm the only pilot on this ship who can drive this sub, so I, with all due respect, think I'm authorized. Hi, by the way, I'm Michaela.
I know who you are. Restricted areas are clearly marked all over the ship. I suggest you note them closely. There are rules. You will follow them.
Okay.
This is a nice sub. Custom? It's gotta be custom. Oh. Damn, Jim. You get all the toys. Okay. All right, here we go. Where'd you leave off?
Topside, this is Ranger. My depth is 250 meters. My heading is 240. Vents are secure. Visibility at about 30%. Sonar strong. It's just echoes down here, guys. Topside, this is Ranger. Another glorious morning in the deep. My depth is now passing 500 meters. My heading is 339er. Vents are secure. I'm seeing the canyon walls now, but these are mapped to 1,000 meters. I don't think it's viable. Topside, this is Ranger.
My God.
Topside.
What are they planning?
Stop shot.
It's gonna take forever.
Michaela.
Jim?
Michaela. Shit. I can't believe I'm saying this. But if you're listening, something has happened to me. Jesus Christ. I listed you as my alternate. I'm sorry, I didn't know when they asked. You have to believe me, I didn't know. They didn't tell me anything. And now I get why. I don't think they know the sub's log records, both on the local drive in here and topside. They don't know I'm recording this. Do not tell anyone. Do not trust anyone. I have a really bad feeling not all of us are gonna make it back. Like I said, if you're listening, I didn't. You have to make it to the bridge. They'll have a sat link line there. They'll lie about why you can't make any calls, but you have to find a way. Get get your coordinates and call Triton. Call Subsea. Call your mother if you need to. He's crazy. Michaela Kavanaugh,
Harper,
he's...
are you down there?
What's that, Levi?
Sorry for the mission debrief.
Okay, give me one sec. I'll be right out.
Get your ass up here.
You find a way. You call someone and get the hell off this boat, Michaela. It's real, Michaela. It's all real. You have to save yourself, my friend, please. Save yourself, Michaela.
She's down in the well, Doc.
It's fine. There's nothing down there now.
We're just going to let her go wherever she pleases?
As long as she and the others don't try to access up here. Keep cool. There's already enough shit in the air. We need to get back on schedule.
Who is in there with him?
The lawyer.
Can we just stop with the back and forth? The board needs answers, and I am not going back empty-handed. I'll say this one more time. Jim Harper isn't the issue. His terms and contract are all standard. He passed a third-party physical a week out from launch. It's a freak incident and unfortunate, but life happens, and the company is 100% covered. Why I flew 4 hours into the middle of the ocean is to look you in the eyes so you can see how serious I am. You need to abort, or cancel, or whatever sailors say. Turn back now. You purposefully hid the real plan for all this from me. Because you know what I would have done.
You would have gone to the board. And the votes would have been unanimous.
A hand you would have forced. This is a trillion-dollar company whose stocks are on the downswing since 7963. And that is not due to the market. What are you doing out here?
You've heard the recording.
Levi played it for me, yes.
And you've heard the audio forensics?
This is insanity! Do you truly grasp that word? I have been your friend for 15 years, but I work for VIQ, and the company is bigger than me, and it's bigger than you!
I want to be clear on what you're saying, Anouk.
Be on that helicopter with me in 15 minutes. How clear is that?
Yes, Mr. Kavanaugh. I got your text.
Seatbelts on. Doors closed and locked. Bleed air off. Flight controls free and correct.
Pescador do barco Esperança do Horizonte. Pescador do barco Esperança do Horizonte. Aqui é o barco Evento do Horizonte. Do you copy, Luiz?
Tô ouvindo, Evento Horizonte. What's up, Ellen?
Wind shifted hours ago, and we're showing a storm forming close to your position. Over.
Câmbio, tem algumas nuvens aqui, mas tá longe. Everything is fine, câmbio.
Copy that. Você devia pensar em voltar pra casa muito logo. Your old piece of shit barely floats as it is. Over.
Then buy me a new one, Ellen. Você tá doida?
I'll buy you a new boat when you finally buy me a drink. Over.
Se você quiser, Ellen, eu compro um cafezinho pra você, tá bom?
O que foi isso? Barco da Esperança do Horizonte? O que foi isso? Say again. Over. Hey, Luiz. Are you there?
Nossa, o que é isso?
Gilberto, vem ver!
What? Tá falando comigo?
Come here, right now! Você é a única pessoa que tá aqui, eu vou falar com quem? Vem ver, rápido!
What? What is it? Tem uma tempestade pela frente. I need your help with the catch before the storm comes.
Vem ver!
Ok, o quê?
The soldier, tá bem embaixo da gente.
O que é isso?
It's huge, it's right underneath us.
Yeah, I can see that, idiot. O que é, um coral?
Maybe. Nunca vimos isso antes.
Eu não sei, cara. O oceano é grande. Sei lá, quem se importa? Now, come on. We gotta get the hull into deep freeze.
Minha nossa.
What is it? A wave? I don't understand. Ai, meu Deus do céu!
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purefoy as William Kavanaugh, Lana McKissack as Flight Attendant, Chloe Stearns as Sarah Kavanaugh, Kaylee Blazinski as Marty Kavanaugh, Lauren B. Mosley as Alexis, Jessica Oyelowo as Anouk Kirschman, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Venk Patula as Rayunsh Chabra, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores and Helen, J.R. Byrne as Jim Harper, with additional performances by Ashton Harold, Nathan Moore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Luke Passmore, William Vidiatu, and Ivo Mueller. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt, created and written by Luke Passmore, directed by John Wynn, executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yiling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David Levita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer David Tadashor. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting directors Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Set teacher Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last Known Position is a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.